This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, remember, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers, our men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the job done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, the man, the myth, the legend from the frozen tundra up north in Michigan, Ron Edwards. Florida is nice and comfy and warm and don't need a coat and don't need a jacket. And it's gorgeous, and the air conditioner works just fine. Come on down.
Well, good morning.
It's that, too. Let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, I wish I could just make this up, but I can't. But we have went in search of Kamala Harris again yesterday, and we found her, and she was kind of shot down yesterday by the president of Guatemala when she was trying to talk about, well, climate change has had everything to do with the problem with the people coming across the border and the economy. It's terrible down there. And he turned around and said, oh, no. Joe Biden is the one that's responsible for the border problem.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
She did not know what to do. Took the wind right out of her sails.
It was so great to see, along with the sign. Did you see some people had signs there saying
yes,
that Trump won, and Kamala, go home.
Yep, I saw it.
It was great to see that. I felt good seeing that stuff. She said that the president and she and the president discussed a fundamental belief that most people don't want to leave home, blah, 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 blah.
Actually, they do, from what I keep seeing.
Yeah, exactly. Man. The vice president also had a message for them considering the journey. Do not come. Do not come, please. And they're coming like never before in the history of this country. You thought it was bad under Ali Obama. That looks like a tight ship compared to what's going on now, Ms. Harris. She highlighted the legal methods for immigration and promised the U.S. will enforce laws against illegal entry. That's a promise which I do not believe. If you come to our border, you will be turned back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I bet you that's not the truth.
No, it's not.
she says that everything that they've been doing as it relates to this border crisis has been wrong. Now, that's according to Paris Denard with the Republican National Committee. And it's true. They have done nothing right. In fact, they created this crisis, which did not exist under the previous administration, who was tightening our border and making sure that our border was becoming more and more secure. And, Captain, had they been allowed to continue, I think the border wall would have been completed. At least those gaps where they're coming in would have been filled by now.
Well, it was supposed to have been done by right about now, this time of the summer. You're right. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, another failed policy at our expense. And, you know, we are paying for this, not only physically, but we're paying for this financially. Who do you think is paying for all those thousands and thousands and thousands of people that they are placing all over this country in communities where no people, no Americans are being asked about it, advised, or anything like that? They're just dumping them wherever they so desire. And who's paying for that? Their upkeep. We, the American people.
You are.
Yeah,
we are.
All of us.
I am.
Yeah.
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 By the way, how about this Colonial Pipeline, those folks there? The government managed to get $2.3 million of the $3-plus million that they gave to the hackers. They got that money back. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, I think. And what we need to do is continue to improve our defense capabilities against these hackings. I know we have the technology, but we need to be, you know, need to tighten things up in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, while we've had inconveniences so far, if it is not brought to heel, we could have catastrophes in the future.
Okay, I got two callers on the line. I'm going to try to get to one before the break because you only got a minute. Okay, is this Mary?
Yes, good morning.
Make it quick.
Speaking of housing, I know a veteran that can't even get anyone in housing at the VA to help answer the phone for housing for a combat veteran from Iraq. So these people coming over the border are getting it, but our veterans are not.
All right. Now, wait a minute. Can't get anybody to answer. Has he been to the VA?
He's getting ready to go today. I guess he's just going to sit there.
All right. No, well, we'll find out. Let me know, though. Keep me informed, please, okay?
Careful.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mary. Yeah, that's we'll get in the middle of that if we have to. Yep. All right, hold that thought, Ron, and call if you want to hang on. But anyway, we'll be right back with more. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. We've got an Edwards Notebook to play here, too, by the way. When we come back, don't go anywhere. The Captain's America, Third Watch, roll song.
Why shotgun?
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, and now it's time for our Edwards Notebook of the Morning, and you're going to hear it coming up right now.
The presidential election could look quite different in 2024 and beyond if Democrats and rhinos have their sick way. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, House Democrats have totally given up governing on behalf of we the people and simply desire to perpetually rule over us via cheating and many scandals. So now they are in full support of the scandalous H.R. 5 bill, or the so-called For the People Act. Among the numerous horrendous aspects of H.R. 5 would do away with religious liberties. Remember when the GOP also speculated that H.R. 1 was a strategic political move to grant Washington, D.C. statehood and ensure 2 more permanent seats for Democrats? Based upon my observations, it appears that Democrats were prepared to do away with constitutional restraints on government and pave the way for leftist-style official rule of one party with no tolerance for healthy debate or dissent, a sure recipe for a sickening disaster. May God rescue us from this madness. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
All righty, in this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, the Ron Edwards Notebook, and Ron Edwards on the program brought to you by our folks over at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan has got dealerships in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus the Nissan and Acura dealerships on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And remember, it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring and free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. And you want to talk about a selection of new and used vehicles? Boy, have they got them. Clean trade-ins, they've got them too. By the way, your trade-in might be worth an extra 21% in value like mine was. So what did I do? I upgraded my ride. You bet I did. And I still got a few extra bucks in my pocket because of it. Moss Nissan, remember, the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, and where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get taken great care of. Don't forget, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation is their motto. And check out the hottest SUV in the market today, the Nissan Rogue. Go to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com for more. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com for more. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, first of all, back to Ron Edwards. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, and I would like to remind folks that you're going to be on my show today.
Thank you.
At 3 p.m., and they can find out exactly what time. Well, it's going to be on at 3 p.m., and you can go to my website, vronedwards.com, to find out exactly where and how to tune in to my show this afternoon.
Yeah, and we might just actually have a lot of fun like we do every time we get on there and make things very informative.
That's right. Every time we do. Yep. And the folks love you.
Well, it's mutual because I enjoy being able to talk to real Americans, if you know what I mean.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep, and a message. And again, it's not about me and it's not about you. It never will be. It's about the message.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, well.
Saving this country.
Yep. Well, back to anything but Kamala. China is destroying samples and hiding records on the COVID research they were doing. And, of course, this came from a World Health Organization board member who's in a position to know because he was there watching it.
Yeah. And who knows what, Dr. Anthony Fauci's involvement in all of this, how deep he goes in this. The problem is the Chinese have engaged in a massive cover-up that's going on involving destroying samples, hiding records, placing a universal gag order on Chinese scientists and imprisoning people, journalists especially, who have been trying to ask questions, the most basic questions, that is. They're being tossed in prison like as if they were horrible, hardened criminals. We've got to just continue to fight against this. Unfortunately, Captain, and this is only my opinion, but it seems that the United States has kind of gotten herself in a position where she's not really able to do anything about this because of this current administration, in my opinion, has allowed our military to slip once again. And you've got, China with the world's largest navy. They've got everything, all the conventional weapons, they outnumber us.
Thank you, Bill
massively.
Clinton.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that we outnumber them in is nuclear weapons. That's it.
Well, let's talk for a second about the military, because I am embarrassed for our country. I never thought I would sit here and talk to anybody and say that we had a United States president in office that didn't say one word about D-Day on D-Day.
Yeah, that was despicable. Is not too hard to say. I, in my opinion, that's embarrassing. It's despicable. It's embarrassing. These men, the greatest generation up until very recently, have been giving their lives for this wonderful nation, and you have a president that didn't even mention it.
And Kamala had to be reminded so that later in the day, on Sunday, on D-Day, that she actually made a tweet in reference. But she had to be reminded because she put out, I hope you enjoy the weekend.
I don't even think she had to be reminded. I think it was on purpose. They don't have a respect. Mm-hmm. It's not that she forgot. She's not stupid. She's just doesn't care.
All right, let me
give a rip.
Let's go over and take a call here from Eric in Seminole. Okay, Eric, you're a proud veteran.
Hey, good morning, sir.
With two boys that were Marines, one that still is.
One still is, yes, sir. Roger that. Yeah, we fly the flag, so to speak, and we walk softly and carry big sticks, if that makes sense. You know, we just the citizen soldier. I know there was years and years ago, late Stephen Ambrose, whatever it's worth, regardless of his. I should say, Writing Prowess, the Greatest Generation book, was pretty informative. A lot of stuff that we do and or people do still do today in today's military and technological advances, even down to little D-rings on, you know, jump harnesses and quick releases came out of the D-Day invasion. So I think some people need to, I'll be polite, they need to keep their mouths shut.
You mean like Ilhan Omar?
Yeah, Roger.
Yeah, I saw what you wrote in the chat room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Roger that. You know,
I agree with you. I agree with you.
For I'll say she would play, but here's the thing regarding I want to take a little bit different tack regarding the China angle and the WHO. Now it's come out, you know, people from the WHO are coming out saying, oh, China's destroying this. That stuff's already been destroyed. Okay, this is a staged a slow walk of information, because even back in the day, 16-17 months ago, people were reading, you know, more scientific websites. China had already affirmed that they had destroyed the original samples from that, and that was already a big hoopla. But of course, that was a quote unquote conspiracy theory. I believe, and this is my opinion, I believe China is being allowed to do what it's doing. And I'm not talking about funding. I'm not necessarily talking about scientific exploration. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the whole kit and caboodle, from South China Sea to ports to infiltration and setting up a shop all throughout the continent of Africa. Mm-hmm. I believe that
it wouldn't be the first time, Eric.
Right. I believe, and this is me, there's a group, if you will, within the Western establishment government that is allowing that to happen, because they were even doing stuff in Canada back in 2019. I don't know if people remember those
3,000.
There were two scientists escorted out of a Canadian laboratory, and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police shut it down and did an investigation. They said, well, they're being released because of administrative foul-up or whatever. You know, they weren't following proper procedures. And the head of that lab just happened to go to a HIV symposium in Nairobi, Kenya.
Well, we're going to run out of time, so make it quick.
He didn't make it home from Kenya. Let's just put it that way. So I think they're being allowed to do what's going on, and I think we're 18 months behind on this. And I, unfortunately, sir and gentlemen, I hope something comes of this, but what I see happening is just a simple resignation, and that's unfortunate for everybody. Anyway, thanks for taking my call, sir. Semper Fi.
All right, thank you very much, Eric, and there you go,
well,
Ron.
I'd like to jump in there. He's making a great point. They are being allowed to do this. Remember, and this is only my opinion, but the current so-called president is, in my opinion, a Chinese concubine. He has been bought and paid for by the Chinese for a long time. And so, therefore, he is, of course, allowing the Chinese to get away with whatever they want to do. And, yes, the Chinese have been in our hemisphere, in South America and Central America. They're building a big port. I know that. And so we're not in a position anymore to even stop them.
All right. I'll talk to you on Thursday, my friend.
All right. Take care. Bye now.
See you this afternoon on the radio. This afternoon, I'll be on the Ron Edwards American Experience. At 3 p.m., go to his website, theronedwards.com, to find out how to hear the show. In the meantime, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris in Guatemala Monday telling would-be immigrants, do not come to the United States.
I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border. Do not come. Do not come.
New York Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez called Vice President Kamala Harris's comments on immigration disappointing on Monday. She tweeted, "We can't help set someone's house on fire and then blame them for fleeing." End quote. Scientists on Monday announced they have identified a new species of dinosaur that is the largest ever found in Australia. The giant sauropod was officially named the Southern Titan by researchers in Queensland. Experts say the dinosaur weighed about 70 tons, measured 21 feet tall, and extended to about the length of a basketball court. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
I'm a police officer. I have been for 32 years.
Okay.
The case in Atlanta, the officer follows protocol. If someone takes my taser and they turn it on, they have the ability to get my gun.
That's right.
Get my patrol car, which has got an AR-15 and a shotgun, and wreak havoc. Mm-hmm. The officer had every right to protect himself.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, overnight from 2 to 6.
There you go. That's our friend up there outside Valdosta, a police officer who called us tonight when they had all that rigmarole going on up there in Atlanta. By the way, we're going to talk about guns right now because Saturday, I'll be up there in Hernando County at the fairgrounds for the Two Guys Gun Show. Now, the gun show comes to Hernando County Saturday and Sunday. The concealed carry class Saturday will be at 2 o'clock. On Sunday, it'll be at 1 o'clock. Right there at the fairgrounds, and you can come on up there and see all the great weapons they have to offer. Plus, they always have some other things, too, some military surplus items, fishing poles, bows and arrows, knives. They have a very large collection of knives all the time there. But we always look forward to meeting our friends and listeners up there, come up to us and shake our hands and whatnot, and it's always a pleasure. I'll be in Brooksville again, Hernando County Fairgrounds, Saturday from 9 a.m. to about 2 p.m. So stop by and say howdy, howdy, and look forward to shaking your hand and all that good stuff. Now, here's what's going on. The rubber is really beginning to meet the road here because I've got something that I'm going to mention here. The Department of Justice unveiled on June 7th a proposed rule that would apply regulations for rifles to pistols equipped with certain stabilizing braces. Now, the rule states that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives should determine on a case-by-case basis whether or not a particular gun, when configured with a stabilizing brace, bears the objective features of a firearm designed and intended to be fired from the shoulder and is thus subject to the National Firearms Act. Now, the purpose of the purported stabilizing device cannot be a tool to circumvent the NPA or the GCA, and a prohibition on the unregistered possession of short-barrel rifles either. Now, where this gets a little bit interesting is when you talk about the proposed rules stating that with the GCA serving as the acronym for the Gun Control Act of 1968, stabilizing braces are used to bolster the stability and accuracy of guns. Now, the proposed rule was publicized and published in the Federal Register. Members of the public will have 90 days now to submit comments about this. And also on June 7th, the DOJ published model legislation that it claims will make it easier for states to create laws governing risk protection orders, such orders sometimes known as red flag laws, which mean a number of states have begun to allow in recent years the courts to authorize to temporarily bar people from owning or accessing firearms for whatever reason the court decided. Now, under red flag laws, people, including family members, are able to petition a court to bar gun access by exerting a person's possession or receipt of a gun that it will pose a danger or risk to themselves or others. Now, courts review the application before deciding whether or not to bar the person from owning or receiving a gun. Now, Attorney General Merrick Garland said in a statement, and I quote, "The Justice Department is determined to take concrete steps to reduce the tragic toll of gun violence in our communities. Today, we continue to deliver on our promise to help save lives while protecting the rights of law-abiding citizens. We welcome the opportunity to work with communities in the weeks and months ahead in our shared commitment to end gun violence." That's from the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland. And that's what you're planning on doing. And they don't have to go to the Congress on this one. They can bring this right out of the DOJ and the Department of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. They can do it that way, which is what they're going to do. Now, we'll see. Is it constitutional? Probably not. But if somebody doesn't challenge it, how are you going to know? And then, of course, gun sales continue to surge. Men, women, younger teenagers, men and women, also buying guns. And, oh, by the way, there's some pretty good news in Louisiana for gun owners there. The Louisiana legislature passed the constitutional carry legislation, sending it to the governor's desk to be signed, and he has said he will sign it. So Louisiana will be another state where you can carry openly. Now, Nevada legislature there adjourned. The gun-free expansion bill was defeated. In New York, the majority of Democrats in the Senate continue to pass gun control rules. That's not going to go away because of the fact that it is New York. And in North Carolina, the North Carolina House passed the Worshipper Protection Bill, allowing guns in churches so that they can defend themselves in the event something crazy were to happen. So things are changing around the country. And again, if you want to come see me over the weekend, I'll be up there in Hernando County at the Hernando County Fairgrounds for the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show. So stop by and say hi. Now, the folks that listen to the program communicate with me all night long. You heard dinging and danging and binging and ringing and all these little messages going back and forth, and some of it's been email, some of it's been instant message. Of course, Eric is chiming in. They're not going after the criminals. They're after us. If they were serious about stopping gun violence, they would immediately institute or reinstitute stop and frisk. Well, there you go. Because that worked. That worked. It really did. And you are right, Eric, in that that comment you made there. And kudos to you for pointing that out. Now, again, let's see here. I've got breaking news from Fox News. Let me see what this is. It's a political bipartisan group of senators released report on Capitol attack, and they make recommendations. Okay, this is on January the 6th, I believe. Yep, the January 6th bipartisan group of senators made their suggestions to Homeland Security and the Government Affairs. And this committee, by the way, that did this was the Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee and the Senate Rules Committee announced the investigation 2 days after the riot occurred that they were going to investigate, and they've done that. And I don't see anything here that looks like it's out of the way, but this just came out from Fox, and I will put this over in the chat room for the guys and gals to see over there. They'll get it first. And the chat room, by the way, is the Captain's Group on Facebook, if you want to go over there. The Captain's Group. Everything is right there, all together. And we talk all night long. Those guys and gals, they talk all night long to us, and we appreciate that because that's what we do. So, President Biden is trying to ease the Ukraine's concerns over his meeting with Vladimir Putin. They're upset, as well they should be. And, okay, Dave, yeah, you're right. I'm not sure about that one either. I'm going to have to find out. I don't think you're supposed to do that, Dave, but I'm not positive. And we're talking to Dave, one of our affiliate groups. Hope you're doing fine there, Dave. But I will check on that under protocol, and I'll let you know. All righty. I'll be right back with my woman. And by the way, a British woman is facing possible jail time over, get this, transphobic tweets. Transphobic tweets. Wonderful. Way to go. All right. We'll be right back. You can't, folks, you just can't make this stuff up. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And welcome back to The Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends down there in Sarasota at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, and they've been around ever since we've been around on the radio, and then some. They're located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Now, what I like about them is all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They also happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, and unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will do the installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs for you, and they are absolutely the best at what they do. I know I had them years ago do some work on my house over in Lakewood Ranch, and they were great, 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 great. Now, stop by and see Jill and gang and the gang in the store, and if you don't want to do that, then give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Also, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4500 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad, glad, glad that you did. I will guarantee you that one. Well, Marco Rubio has stepped in and made some comments. He said that there's been a shift in the Hispanic vote towards the GOP under the Trump administration, and now, even with Donald Trump not being there, that this could be made permanent unless Republicans revert to their pre-Trump ways when they were kind of just taking the Hispanic votes for granted because of the Cubans down in Miami, I guess. They always get the Cuban vote, and they figured, well, that was going to continue. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. By the way, the Democratic report indicates party panic over socialism. Defunding the police narrative with working class and Latino workers is just not voting or working for the Democrats. And those people are not going to vote for them either. And again, I just mentioned this. Joe Biden neglected D-Day. Instead, he tweeted about the Tulsa race massacre. What a dummy. And there's a poll out there that says 78% of the unvaccinated Americans want to stay that way. And they're unlikely to change their mind. So, okay, you don't want to get a shot, you don't want to get a shot. Big deal. By the way, the Supreme Court, we told you, unanimously ruled against the illegal aliens seeking to permanently stay in the U.S. And I'm not surprised by this one, folks. LeBron James is now officially the most hated player in the NBA. I am not surprised by that at all. And he's done it all to himself. By the way, Corporation Media is about to float another anti-Trump conspiracy theory, talking about Trump having dementia, Chuck wearing his pants backwards. I mean, just stupid stuff. Just stupid stuff. But then again, they got nothing better to do because they got nothing. Nothing. And Communist China's propaganda infiltration of the Italian media is now starting to rear its ugly head on some of the television programs and radio programs that they have in Italy. By the way, did you hear about Mo Brooks, congressman from Alabama? He said that Eric Swalwell's team broke into his house to serve him a lawsuit subpoena. Well, well, certain things you can do, certain things you can't. Sounds like they didn't do the right thing there. Well, they can make it non-binding if they can prove it. By the way, a school board member who said ditch Trump has resigned amongst a child porn case where a rape charge has been announced and they're now investigating. And here's one for you. I did not know this, but Country Music Television, CMT, is urging viewers to wear orange for the Bloomberg-backed gun control campaign. Wear orange. Well, I would wear orange for, let's see, the Denver Broncos, the Syracuse University Orangemen, but not for that. And I would hope if I did wear it that people wouldn't think I was wearing it for that reason, because I'm not. But it is what it is. Oh, and Apple employees have revolted now against their company. Now, this is after CEO Tim Cook asked them to return to office. They'll do that. They'll go back to work if they have a place to go back to work to. Most people want to work now. They don't want to just sit on their hands and collect unemployment, believe it or not. Most people want to work. They want something meaningful to do instead of nothing, as the case may be. Now, did you hear about Bill O'Reilly and Donald Trump teaming up for a history tour? That's what they're going to call it, the history tour, at four venues in Florida and Texas. The first one starting up December 11th in Sunrise, Florida, at the stadium down there, with tickets up for sale 6 months in advance, which means you'll have to wait until sometime this month. Then they'll have the tickets for that. And they're also going to be doing rallies around the state of Florida. Don't know when it's going to start, how many are going to be, and who they're going to be with. But it looks like as if the various Republican parties are going to have Donald Trump in their backyard doing these rallies, which is a good thing because it's always fun to go to a Donald Trump rally. Always. And you haven't lived till you've been to one. Eric is saying, by the way, let's see, in my opinion, the purposeful omission of the mention of the sacrifices and monumental effort by Allied veterans and participants of the D-Day invasion is unconscionable. Furthermore, it's a giant middle finger to the entire foundation, principals, and current service members. Well, Eric, I'll give you a thumbs up on that. I agree. I totally agree. And our government just needs to get on the ball and quit allowing these things to happen the way they are. But then again, what do I know? Oh, and by the way, I talked to somebody last night in passing about running for the school board. And it's a military guy, a friend of mine. And I really think that he's going to do that. He wanted to run first for county commissioner. I said, no, they need you. They need you at the school board. They really do. Get the right people in there. Get rid of this 1619 crap and all this other nonsense that we've been listening to. Because the schools, they can teach if they want to. And most of the teachers that I know want to do just that. Because they take a great deal of pride in what they do. But some of them, a few of them, well, you know, I get it. All it takes is one bad apple to ruin the barrel. I get that too, but still, people need to understand that these public schools aren't going to do anything any more than what they have to. Even though they got all kinds of money this year, they got their regular money, by the way. And the teachers that were at home, that were teaching from home, well, that was interesting now, wasn't it? Because how did that help the kids? It didn't. And hopefully, this time around in the fall, especially here in the South, the schools will hit it hard and they'll get it done because they basically lost one whole year. One whole year. They lost one whole year with these kids that they'll never get back when it comes to their education and whatnot. Okay. It's time for me to pack up the bag and start up the old vehicle, go grab some breakfast on the way home, and throw a little gas in there, which, by the way, the gas went up 20 cents a gallon yesterday, if you haven't noticed. I'll see you tonight on this here radio station if you're listening to me on. God bless America. Have a great.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.